Welcome back to my existing listeners. Welcome to new listeners. This is Tales from the Office. I know you're probably saying, what is Tales from the Office? Who are you and where have you been? Well, let me answer some of those questions. Who am I? My name is Jeff Brandler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. I have 32 years in the counseling business and have worked with an awful lot of people talking about an awful lot of things. Where have you been? I've been writing blogs at my website, which is www.changeispossible.org. You can find me on lots of the social media, Facebook, Twitter, etc. Just search my name, you will find me. What is Tales from the Office? Tales from the Office is a podcast, is this conversation that we have where I'm going to talk about things that I see in my psychotherapeutic office on a regular basis, bring that to you, and do the thing that I like to do more than anything else, play music to describe some of those tales. And that's what we're going to do today. So thank you. Welcome back to new people. Welcome back to old people. Welcome back because it's a great, beautiful day here. So let's start doing that now. Today's topic, it's grief. Now, I would agree that it's certainly not the best topic to have a debut show over, but boy, it is sure one of the most important topics that has come up. If you've watched the news lately, there's been a lot of it. A couple of weekends ago in Orlando, shootings, the child with the alligator, the shooting in the club, lots of people experiencing traumatic and sad losses. And grief is a part of life. We're all going to live and we're all going to die and we all have to grieve those losses. But when we think of grief, we need to widen up the definition. Because sure, it's about people dying, but it's also about relationships ending. Breakups, divorces, separations. It's also about job and people losing their jobs. It's about people relocating and grieving over the loss of their home. In the addiction field, most addicts have to grieve the loss of their addiction in order to get sober. But we're going to focus mostly about dying because it's the easiest way that we can look at this. If you think about dying, pretty much there are two ways that people tend to die. People who die slowly and people who die quickly. The ones slowly, they have that long protracted illness and there's a gradual deterioration of their functioning and their living. And then we have the people who die sudden and have a heart attack. And the people that I see, everybody who's lost someone to a heart attack would have liked to have more time with their loved one. And people that have had the long protracted illness, they just wanted the suffering to stop. They just wanted to move on. The thing about people who gradually die, people around them get to have what we call anticipatory grief. They get to start their grieving process before the person dies. When the person loses someone quickly, the heart attack, the car accident, there's a sudden painful shock. It's denial, one of those defense mechanisms we'll talk more about later. When the shock and denial, the sudden loss happens, for some people that causes a traumatic loss. Something to note, everyone grieves differently. There are different cultures, there are different beliefs. A couple of weeks ago we saw that the beloved boxer and hero Muhammad Ali died. There was an entire vigil, there was an entire ceremony, there was an entire ritual of his passing that took weeks, an entire processional. For example, when Orthodox Jews die, they're died and buried in 24 hours, quickly as possible. There is no right wrong, there is no wrong way of grieving. Everybody grieves the way they do. Nobody should feel badly about how they grieve. One note for you listeners, as you listen to any of the songs on today's show, feel free to turn it off if it's too painful. Although I appreciate your listening, one of the key components in dealing with grief is learning to take care of yourself and your feelings. If your feelings get overwhelming, please turn this off. Our first song is Bruce Springsteen's Bobby Jean. This song appeared on the Born in the USA album in 1984. As you listen to the lyrics, it's a song about the loss of a relationship. What I want you to pay attention to, as you listen to the song, is the part towards the end, where he says, "I'm just calling one last time, just to say I miss you, baby," etc. We'll talk about that after the song. This is Bobby Jean. That was Bruce Springsteen's Bobby Jean. When you heard that song, that part of the song, what did you feel? Particularly, good luck, goodbye, Bobby Jean. I always feel a sense of sadness, of loss, little emptiness. He's saying goodbye to this person who's special to him. That's the grief. That's the loss. Kubla Ross, one of the people in the leaders to explain and help us understand grief, she gives us 5 stages of grief. Now, these stages aren't linear. One doesn't lead to the other. They kind of go around in a kindergarten drawing, but they give us a good way of understanding what happens. The 5 stages: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. when someone dies, our initial defense mechanism, denial. That didn't happen. You got to be kidding me. There might be some anger that might come up. I can't believe the person has died. The bargaining piece. Maybe I could get one more day. Maybe I can just have one more conversation with Bobby Jean, just one more time. Followed by depression, the sadness, and ultimately when the person has died and we can move on, it's acceptance. These stages occur naturally. Our job is really simple. We need to get out of the way. We need to let them occur naturally, to let healing occur, and to just move through the process and recognize that we have to feel what we have to feel. We can't take shortcuts. We can't do other things to stop them from feeling. We just have to go through the process and let nature take over as these stages of grief occur. Our next song is by a band called Ambrosia. Now, some of our listeners may say, who in the blue hell is Ambrosia? Well, if you're old enough to know this, you know that they had 5 hit singles between 1975 and 1980. The song that we're going to play, Holding On to Yesterday, was from their debut album in 1975. You'll note, as you listen to the lyrics, it's another breakup song. But the part to pay attention to is this part towards the end. If I'd only known I'd need you, then I'd keep you like before. This is Ambrosia, Holding On to Yesterday.
Thank you.
That was Ambrosia holding on to yesterday. Again, we hear the sadness. We hear the loss. We hear the emptiness. The regret of losing this person. The singer tells us that it's wrong to keep holding on to yesterday, but continues to do so. Grief is like that. We know that some of our behaviors in grief are unhealthy and atypical, but the pain of grieving continues to drive the behavior. Some examples: yelling at people who don't deserve it, crying loudly in places where most people don't, the supermarket, the library, having meltdowns when it's not our nature to display public affection and public feelings. This is all part of the grieving process. Let's go quickly to our next song. This is by Sting on his solo album, Ten Summoner's Tales, in 1993. Let's listen to If I Ever Lose My Faith in You, and then we'll have lots to discuss.
Science and progress.
Sting, If I Ever Lose My Faith in You. The chorus, If I Ever Lose My Faith in You, There'll Be Nothing Left for Me to Do. This song is up for everyone's interpretation. If you believe that this is a spiritual song, then you can use this as one of your ways to heal loss. Using faith and belief and hope, guide us through the pain and loss of grief. If you believe this is a song about loss, then let's talk about triggers for grief. Triggers. There are some known ones and unknown ones. The known ones: holidays, birthdays, anniversaries, Mother's Day, Father's Days, a favorite song, a movie, a place, the smell, the sound like the ocean, a person's voice, seeing them or hearing them in a dream. The unknown triggers, anything else. Anything can be a trigger when you're in grief. When you have triggers that are known, you can plan for them. You can anticipate in how you're going to deal with them. The unknown ones hurt the most because you can't deal with them. You don't know they're coming. As a boxing fan, it's been said, the punches that you can't see are the ones that knock you out. The knockouts are more painful because you don't know they're coming. So if spirituality is your interpretation to If I Ever Lose My Faith, that's one tool. Let's look at some other ones. If we're going to heal from grieving, we need a good diet. We need exercise. We need sleep. We need sun. We need some mindfulness exercises to keep us in the moment, right here, right now. We need to decrease or stop addictive behaviors. Journaling to get out thoughts and feelings that are troublesome, that are hard to deal with. We need to connect with others that have lost someone. Support online, real people, either way. Maybe some therapy. I'm a little biased on the subject. Some music like we're doing today. Do some reading about grieving. Go to David Kessler's grief.com website, one of the best. And again, treat yourself well. To finish up, we got one more song that can help with your grief. Here's the lyrics. Give me love. Give me love. Give me peace on earth. Give me light. Give me life. Keep me free from birth. Give me hope. Help me cope with this heavy load. Trying to touch and reach you with heart and soul. Seems appropriate to anyone who's lost someone. George Harrison's 1973 song still is as applicable today as it was 43 years ago. Feel free to get in touch with me if you have any comments about today's show. I'm Jeff Brandler. This is Tales from the Office. Remember, change is possible. Here is Give Me Love.
And soul.